This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get into this. Consumer debt passes $17 trillion for the first time. So Americans have racked up over $17 trillion in debt. That is up $2.9 trillion from 2019. And the main catalyst of this is auto loans, credit card debt, student loans, and mortgages. The average American has $59,000 in debt. $41,000 of that is in mortgage. $5,400 is in auto loans. $5,600 is in student loans. And $3,400 is in credit card debt. And 46% of credit card holders maintain debt from month to month on their credit cards. They're not paying off their balances in full every single month. So... All right, $17 trillion
Jesus.
For Americans in debt. Yes.
Where do we still? I don't want to say we're in a recession. And the VIX is still at, let me go check right now. I think the VIX is at 17. Volatility index continues to get lower. This reminds me in the scene in The Big Short, when they're going to the credit rating agencies and saying, hey, these loans are defaulting. Why have you not changed the grade of the loans? And they're like, well, we get paid to not change them. It's really interesting to see debt be this high. And I know we give them flack when it's due, but the axiom that Dave Ramsey uses, debt is dumb, is true. I always said it. If you have a ton of debt, I don't know one person that has $300,000 in debt. And if we were to give them $300,000 to wipe it away, they wouldn't take it. Live below your means. Have to build a business, have to invest. I know it is tough to stay disciplined, but as a country, I think we've gotten, and I'm going to be very clear, it's the companies and marketing that pushes us to be in debt to buy things that we don't need to make companies stable that are actually unstable without us consistently buying them. It is getting scary, though. We'll talk about it later, like our country's debt to GDP ratio as well, but I feel like they are trying to collapse the credit worthiness of the consumer and put us in more debt so that the regulations later would be easier to pass. Even with the crypto market, we'll talk about it later, but I feel like they are not, every avenue that people had to make money last year or in 2020, they're slowly closing those lanes off, but we have to get this under control immediately.
Yeah. I mean, when I looked at it, not surprised.
But I always think back to, like, let's go back to 2 to 3 years. Like, these are the effects of a pandemic, right? If we look at unemployment, if we look at wages, when people don't have money, they're going to go to credit, right? And again, and you said this weekend, you had a great monologue about America being built on debt, but that's what's happened. That's what's happened. And even inside the pandemic, when we were looking at interest rates and it was like, great, this is a great time. We can refinance your home. It's at a low rate. People were taking out home equity lines of credit. And when you take out home equity lines of credit at a low interest rate, that's great for you for the immediate, but you're adding to the length of your loan.
Yes.
And you're adding to the debt that is going to be accumulated, because it doesn't matter if you bought a home for $400,000, right? By the time the bank is, the 30-year mortgage is paid, you've paid well over $1 million for that home.
Yeah, easy. Right?
And so I looked at the number. They said 14 million homes were more, or 14 million mortgages were refinanced during the pandemic period starting in March 2020. 14 million homes. So you got to think about that, right? Like, at one point, banks stopped giving out HELOCs. I remember going to a bank that I frequent, and they were like, yeah, we're not offering it anymore, just because of the amount of debt that had been accumulating. But like you said, student loan, right? That's been on pause. Right? And that the debt is still increased because people are still going to school and they're accumulating debt, let alone the people who are in repayment and haven't had to pay for 2.5 years. So this number could actually be higher, right? If this wasn't a freeze until, I think next September. That, and then when we talk about interest rates again, as we're going through the pandemic, we talked about the semiconductor problem that affected cars. And so now there's less cars being made with the same products. And so now when there's less cars, there's going to be a premium on the cars that they have in inventory. And so now you're going to be paying over sticker. And if you're financing and you don't have great credit, then you're going to be paying a higher interest rate. And then that loan gets increased. And so all these factors are happening at the same exact time.
On purpose. Can we be very honest? How did they get 72 million chips available for Dodge Chargers in one quarter? I know these numbers is like a gross extrapolation, but they were driving up the value of houses, $30,000, $40,000 over asking. Some people were paying $20,000 above asking price for a car. They crashed the market, and all of a sudden, AMD and NVIDIA had enough chips to power your Tesla. The number one way to increase price is to limit the supply that is available. I feel like that was done on demand. So for those of you who are in the comments that may be watching the clip, hey, what's the play? The play, which I hate the term, but it's to invest in companies that monetizes debt. Visa is one of them. Historically, one of the best companies in the credit card space. The return has been absolutely amazing. If you can get it around maybe 209, great. And if you think America is going to have less debt and consumers are going to have less debt, then you can short Visa. That would not be wise. But if you want to go long Visa, you'll see some considerable gains there, because I want to get some actionable items for those who may be joining. If this is your first time maybe watching the program, see what shot I'm learning. 5-year return on Visa, 76%. 6-month return is 10% while we are in a recession that they will not call.
How you feel about Amex?
I like Amex too. I think Visa is just a leader, but if I had to pair them, it's like Twin Towers. That is a great credit spread that you can play. As a result, if I pull up the stats real quick, all-time return for Visa is 5,826%. They have been down over the last year, down 5%, but I like Amex if you hold for the long term, for sure.
So that's one way to benefit from it. So, yeah, can we do a monologue?
You want a monologue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Let me get you ready.
It's been a while.
Well, I'm going to space you in, get you ready.
Yeah, that's my guy, yeah. Get the camera angle right.
Very, very important. Let's make sure.
There we go.
Okay, that's good. all right. So, speaking about this debt situation, it brings up a bigger issue that nobody really wants to talk about, where Americans are addicted to debt. And so, yes, Americans are addicted to debt. We live in a society that has forced us to be layaway consumers. We're in a layaway economy. Nobody even realizes it. Remember back in days, you used to go to like TJ Maxx in these stores and you put $30 down on something that cost $100, you make a couple of payments, and then 3 months you actually be able to get the sweater. The only difference now is that you can actually get the sweater without having to actually pay for it until you actually are done. So when you think about things like a car, a home, even college, credit cards, the common denominator is that we're spending on things that we can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trained to put as little down as possible. Like that's something to be celebrated. When even in the homes, right? A lot of places in the world, the mortgage system is completely different. They don't have the same, like you buy a home in cash or you put down 50%. We're like, okay, how can we put down 1%, 3.5%? Well, what happens is that the only real people that benefit from this system is the banks, because we're trained to put down as little as possible, right? But there's nothing, you don't get something for nothing in this world. So by putting down as little as possible, that means that you pay interest. And who collects the interest? The bank. So by the time you actually get finished paying for your home, you could have bought three properties for that same amount. So it's like, and this happens at every income level, even people that are millionaires. Somebody that has $1 million, instead of buying a home for $500,000 in cash, they put 10% down on a $10 million home that they can't afford. And this happens in college. Instead of going to a community college, which is virtually free, you want to go to an out-of-state school and major in something that you're not going to make any money in and go into $150,000 of student loan debt. And then when you come out of college, then you can't even work to pay your loan back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same for credit card debt, because you're spending your credit cards on vacations to go to Miami and Balenciaga bags, because we are trained to not think about it now. We'll think about it later.
Mm-hmm.
And when the hangover comes, we just delay it even more and just push the can down the road even more. So auto loans, same thing. Instead of buying a car that you can actually afford, well, how can I get the Mercedes? Can't afford it, but $500 a month, not that bad. Just go for it. Just do it. YOLO. So yeah, we can give you solutions on how to, you know, cut debt and how to invest in companies. That's important. But why don't you try buying things that you can actually afford? That would probably be even more beneficial, right? So this is something that I know a lot of people don't really want to address this issue, because this makes us look in the mirror. But we're constantly putting ourselves in debt for things that we can't afford to impress people that we don't know. And eventually, you're going to have to pay it back.
Yep.
And it's a sobering reality, but the party always ends. At some point in time. So I just think it's important just to, you know, put that in perspective. And like I said, this is a notion that Americans have come to normalize, but a lot of places in the world, they don't understand that. They're like, all right, you want to live somewhere, your home costs $100,000, you save money until you have $100,000.
Big facts.
And then you buy the home. Or you move in with five relatives and each put down $25,000.
Yeah.
And now you each have a room.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option. You know what I mean? So it's like we've just become so desensitized to borrowing money and stretching things out as long as possible. 20-year mortgages, 30-year, they talking about 50-year mortgages. Like, just be careful. Be careful. Be mindful.
And going to your point, if we look at countries, so everyone listening, you don't have to follow anything that we say, right? Look at the countries that have a inverted yield curve, which predicts recession. I want to name some of them: Chile, Iceland, Czech Republic, Canada, Sweden, United States, New Zealand, Qatar, Israel, Germany, Norway, Hong Kong, Switzerland, South Korea, and the United Kingdom. These are the biggest nations, and all signs are pointing to debt accumulation leading to destruction of GDP. For those who don't know what that means, all those countries are like underwater and broke right now.
It's a threat to national security also.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the weaker you are as a country, the more debt you have as a country. Now that is a ripple effect across pretty much every area of the economy. Yeah. So individuals have too much debt. The government has too much debt.
Yep.
We're borrowing money from companies. The companies are under the pressure of foreign entities. The government's borrowing money from China. It's all coming back.
Don't fear monger, Rashad. You know, no, talking about it's China.
It's just the reality. So it's like
China.
The chickens are coming
home. Oh my God.
Shout out to Joey Crack.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. F- a mic drop. Bag drop.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.